Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a premium interior paint and primer in one with a tough blasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bill Roggio, Senior Fellow, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He and Tom Joslin and their colleagues keep the Long War Journal. Bill and Tom also do a podcast, Generation Jihad, and in these last days have had a conversation with Edmund Fitton Brown, the coordinator of the United Nations Analytical Support and Sanctions Monitoring Team concerning the Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, and the Taliban. Bill, what does Mr. Fitton Brown imagine will happen once the U.S. and NATO are gone? Does he have a picture? Is he preparing for it at the U.N.?
Well, so keep in mind that this report that is put together is provided by member states. So what the sanctions monitoring team is trying to do is to say, hey, here's the state of play in Afghanistan. Here's what the Taliban-Al-Qaeda relationship looks like. Here's with the status of foreign fighters. Here's the status of, the Islamic State, et cetera, et cetera. So they're trying to give an assessment of the state of play, who are the main actors in the terrorist movement. But the assessment, so it doesn't take it's not as forward thinking as someone like Tom and I provide. However, or the information that Tom and I provide, what you can see in these reports as it's been documenting this situation over the years, that it's noting that the security situation continues to degrade, that negotiations between the Taliban and not really the Afghan government, but the Afghan civil society, because again, the Taliban won't directly negotiate with the Afghan government, that these negotiations really are going nowhere at the moment. Now, Mr. Fitton Brown, Edmund, who's a fantastic guest, we love his report. He's a little more optimistic on that there may be a chance for peace. When we talked to him, he did say that, there is an opportunity for, maybe the Taliban isn't as, maybe it is looking for a political solution. Maybe it does, maybe if the Taliban does see that there's a possibility that it won't be able to take all of Afghanistan. I'm, Tom and I are much more pessimistic on this here, but we understand that there certainly is a lot of things that could happen. There's a lot of unknowns in this entire process. But what I'm seeing is that the Taliban is looking to be one, and that all it has to do is finish off the Afghan government and the Afghan military, and it will reestablish its Islamic emirate of Afghanistan. But in another part of this report, though, it's very clear the Taliban-Al-Qaeda ties are as strong as they ever have been. And this is the report that noted that Sirajuddin Haqqani, one of the two deputy emirs of the Taliban and its most influential military and political leader, is assessed by one member state to be a leader of
ISIS. Last minute, Bill, ISIS. Now ISIS everyone points to ISIS for the murder on the Halo Trust bomb disposal unit recently. Does anyone control ISIS? Taliban, Al-Qaeda, UN, anyone? We have about a minute.
Yeah, so there's some, this is also in the UN report. There is some indication, or there's a belief out there among some member states, that elements of the Islamic State have essentially been co-opted, but they've been defeated militarily by the Taliban. And so now there's just small organization, small cellular level. And there's a belief that in some cases, in order to give the Taliban plausible deniability and to destabilize things and allow the Taliban not to take credit for horrific attacks like the one against the miners, that it's sort of giving some of these Islamic State fighters the ability to carry out these attacks.
Bill Roggio, he and Tom Joslin keep the Long War Journal. They especially do Generation Jihad, the podcast, which I highly recommend, these last weeks of Afghanistan and the U.S. Edmund Fitton Brown joined them. That is the UN presence in Kabul. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.